Yeah, my name is Jin Jun Chen from University of Florida. I would like to use this opportunity to share with you some of the work we did with Ficus narratus. And then Xia Yuguan and then Qin Xichen, they come from Fujian Agricultural University. They participated in some of the work. I have been working on this plant for the last 10 years, and then there are some good stories about it, but I tell you the truth, my flight has changed. I have to go. I'm trying to get as quick as possible. Ficus narrata, also called field leaf fake, and then has been propagated by tissue culture or cotton and produced in shady greenhouse used as an interior plant for indoor decoration. You probably see those in airport and hotel. And then this ficus become a very important one compared to the relative ficus benjaminum. One is the leaf is different, it's a large green, and the second is field disease and pest problem. Third is the leaf from production to interior scaping. They all getting together. If the bottom of the stem still there and the interior scape. So the only disadvantage of any sugarcane is only one color. This species only have one cultivar, just a green, no color. So we thought about 10 years ago, said how about we change the color, make them more colorful. So when you talk about the color, we certainly think about the anthocyanin biosynthesis, and then back to about 15 years ago, there were a lot of work on rhabdopsis and grape about the transcription factor that regulated some of the gene expression during the anthocyanin biosynthesis. One of the genes is here. The UFGT dial gene has been a transcription factor can regulate that gene expression. So Dr. Dennis Gray from our research center, and his postdoc, his biology scientist, developed a construct which contained this transcription factor and transferred this gene into grape and then produced purple leafed grapes. So he also transferred the gene into the tobacco. The tobacco flower will become purple. So we took advantage of this transcript based on this gene and the double certified S promoter control contain this transcription factor and also GFP gene. So we transformed this gene into the Ficus benjaminum. We are fortunate enough we can regenerate this plant through somatic embryogenesis because we have two marker genes. One is the fluorescence. We can use confocal microscopy to monitor the gene transform the plant and also see the color change. So we produce a lot of transgenic plants. For example, like each baby fruit jar contains more than 100 plants. We transplanted the liner to the greenhouse. We produce the purple leafed ficus. Here's the one, see, that's the green, that's the transgenic plant. It's very nice. The National Furniture Foundation support this project. The girl go to my greenhouse, went to my greenhouse, say, when I can release this cultivar? And I said, no, I cannot release it. They said, why not? I said, because the release of ornamental plant regulated by the same rule as the economic plants. So the plant is sitting there for several years, didn't do anything. We initially have more than 1,000 plant, and then we just get just a couple of hundred, and then about 3 years ago, we said we need to do something about it. So we did transcriptome analysis about these two to see what exactly is going on with the transgenic plant. So we took three biological samples, like transgenic and non-transgenic, and did transcriptome analysis, and we produced a lot of the weight, like over 100 million weight, and then the real quantity is over 95%. And then we produce more than 40,000 unit gene. And then the gene nucleotides about 1,000 nucleotide. We blasted the data to 4 databases, and then about 56% can be annotated to the database. And we choose some of the genes significantly upregulated and downregulated for conformed transcriptome analysis. Basically, here's a very busy slide. I'm not going to explain in detail, but I'm going to just choose some of the key points. Number one is certainly the transformation of this gene into the factors resulting in the upregulation of some of the important genes. Okay, one is the Chang-Kang synthase, about upregulated 28 times, and then Chang-Kang isomerase about 2.8 times. The most interesting is here. All the literature, rhabdopsis grape, basically say that transcription factor regulate the 3GT gene expression. But in our case, this gene only about 1.3 times overexpression. On the other hand, the next gene is 3RT gene. This gene has been overexpressed almost 600 times. We have no idea at this time to see if this is just unique in the ficus, or just totally different from rhabdopsis or grape. We haven't done any further investigation about this one yet. Another thing is, in addition to upregulated gene expression, as I mentioned before, and also some of the gene like NAR and ANR, they are responsible for the flavonoid biosynthesis. Their expression has been decreased. There are some reports that decreases of this gene expression reduce plant tolerance to environmental stress. And then one report from Plus One said that basically that the downregulation of the gene expression caused the leaf senescence. So in our case, in our greenhouse, we see some leaf drop. As I mentioned, the non-transgenic, the very important phenotype is they cable all the leaf together, but on the other hand, this one just drops so many leaves. And actually, we made a temperature, the leaf surface temperature. The temperature in the purple leaf of the ficus is about 2.2 degrees centigrade higher than the green one. And then we also found that there is at least 3 heat shock protein gene has been downregulated up to 7 times. So we concluded that the downregulating of some of the gene in flavonoid biosynthesis and along with the heat shock protein gene expression contribute to the leaf drop. Of course, the transgenic plant some of the leaf drop, some of them since very sensitive to high light, and we also see a lot of variation among the transgenic plant. And then you see here some of them totally completely red, it's very nice and uniform. Some of them like this is pinkish, and some of them this one is red and plus half partially red. And then another interesting thing, some of them like this one produce like a variegated leaf, and then and some others still keep all the leaf together. This story shows that the transformation of this transcription factor basically disrupts some of the biosynthesis of the metabolism or biosynthesis some of the gene expression, and at the same time generate a lot of variation. Number one is possibly the copy number. Our results show that if the copy number in the transgenic plant more than 2, you will see no color. It's totally green. Only those who have one copy or 2 copies produce colored leaf. And also, we don't know that this variegated plant is sometimes depending on where the gene go, so they may maybe produce different variations. And then the industry is really interested in this one, but we still keep it in the greenhouse. To summarize, and then transformation of this transcription factor changed the leaf color of Ficus narratus. However, the 3RT gene, this 3RT gene is more responsible for the transcription factor than the 3GT. The 3GT is all the literature reported. This transcription factor regulates the 3GT gene expression. The second point is downregulation of NAR and NRI, along with downregulation of Hitchcock protein gene, reduce the plant tolerance to stress, resulting in defoliation. The third point is we produce a lot of variation. And the good thing is that we can select a lot different phenotype which may be desirable to the industry. Unfortunately, we cannot release. With that, any questions, please?
Sorry about that.
I'm trying to rush in. Well, the heat shock protein gene basically is responsible to heat. Once the temperature is high, plant will increase the heat shock protein gene expression and increase the resistance to heat. In this case, the transgenic plant has the expression decreased significantly. So that's why when the heat in the greenhouse, you know, and also, as I mentioned, the temperature, the leaf temperature is much higher. And then they cannot tolerate the heat. And plus the, some of the gene related to the flavonoid biosynthesis and then cause the leaf drop.
Oh, so they are more sensitive?
Yeah, the gene expression decrease is not increased. That's why. Yes?
More of a comment. It's too bad that you can't release these. They're beautiful.
Yeah. I know. That's I mean, the industry support and then they feel very excited about it. And I said, no, we can't. I said, nobody going to make Monsanto to pay $1 million for release. I fakers, no way.
But since you know the gene and you have a promoter that drives it, it could be a candidate for gene editing, which is it.
That's true. That's something we're going to work on it. That's true. We still have the plan. We're still going to deal with how, what's the inside story about the plans. That's what we're going to do.
So the problem isn't getting a release from the government. The problem is paying all the owners of the technology. So.
Yeah, because it is government. If government said an aluminum plant is okay, it's not for eating, you can release.
Right.
That would be easy. And then, you know, this is not for eating. And also, like, this plant all do produce fruit, but occasionally produce food. They're not going to cause any pollen pollution. And then,
but it doesn't get released because there's too many people that own pieces of these constructs. And
yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.